We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
What she just said is for all the money.
Yep, that's for the
what
money.
What I'm about to say is for no money.
No
it's glory.
Money.
There's serious glory tied to texting into this show and 100%. Getting your text read on the
yes.
air. But no money attached to that at all.
Right. Need a special.
Ragan writes.
Yes.
You know. Yep. Look at me. I said stuff on the air
via
text.
Got another one read on the air. That's right. I'm so interesting. You know, like that.
Uh-huh. Our text number, this one, is 800-400-3697, not the money text.
Right.
Here we go. Here's some of what you guys said. Vinny, are you cleaning up the pee with an enzyme cleaner? If not, the dog will just keep going there because they smell the old pee. Also, give treats for potty outside. We're doing all the stuff. I don't mean to bring it up because I don't understand. It's just one of those things with a house full of people. Our tension is divided somewhat. I know the dog's supposed to go out every few minutes, and often I assume someone's done it, and then they assume I've done it, and then there's the dog looking right at me while she pees. Right at me. Look at me. I'm looking at you. I'm looking at you, and I'm going number one on the carpet. Right. Hi.
Yeah, I don't understand English yet, so those words you're yelling at me, nothing. Meaningless.
Right.
But woo, it feels good to go pee. Oh, yep. What a relief.
Really way better than stepping out into the rain. I'll tell you that right now. I'm listening to yesterday's podcast, and out of all the jingles, the one that's been stuck in my head is...
PeterGlenn.com.
Yes.
Is that the one? I know.
Yes!
I sing that. I sing it all the time.
Thanks, Sarah.
PeterGlenn.com.
Woo!
PeterGlenn.
Play the verse I sing. I want to hear that.
Peter Glenn.
Yeah, I sing on one of the verses. But it's funny because I go like, you know, dun, dun, something and something. Peter Glenn. Like everyone yells. You get like a whole bunch of people to yell. It's fun.
Hey, Vinny. Crate training and sticking to a strict nap play schedule was the potty training game changer. Stick to a schedule. We're going to have to do that because I'm telling you, I watched her pee last night and just thought, this carpet's toast. Bummer.
Yeah, it's a thing. It is a thing.
Hey, Sarah, I got a new Netflix show for you to watch. This is from 707. It's called Tribes of Europa.
Really? Tribes
it's
of Europa?
It's basically Game of Thrones mixed with Hunger Games in a post-apocalyptic Europe.
Oh, my God. This sounds amazing.
It's only 6 episodes long, and the only bad part is it's German with subtitles or dubbing.
I don't mind that at all. Tribes of Europa. Okay. Added to the list. That sounds great.
Nicole, get a sound machine. You won't believe what a difference it will make.
I'll try that again.
That's like going in the background instead, so you blocks out your parents.
Oh.
Yeah.
Or like waves
sure
or something.
My nieces have that, so.
There's a chance Rose and Nick are both saying, or try moving out. That works too.
That could be their end game here.
Yeah. Well, trust me, I want to, but you know, the pandemic and wasn't in the cards.
Yeah. You were just about to move out, weren't you?
Yeah, with my friend.
Oh, there's the sound machine. That's the sound at my house. It just runs all day.
It drowns everything out.
It sounds like rain.
It does. You know, I actually wish that I could turn my brain to that sometimes. Just nothing. What are you thinking about? Nothing. No. Said me, never.
You are very active.
Well, you know how it is. You can't turn that damn brain off. I only wish. Sometimes sometimes Bryn is like, turn that brain off, Sarah. It's no more. He's done. I really want to leave. I got things to do. I got a 3-year-old running around
here. You're a great multitasker, but sometimes she's like so focused and she doesn't hear me at all. And other times she's like giving me 10 things. Like before she even finishes the first sentence, there's another thing. Another thing. I'm like, damn, Sarah.
Stop.
Incredible.
Just a million ideas. I'm full of them.
Here you are.
510, you have no idea what you're talking about. Uh-oh. I didn't say what you think I said in the office off the air. So you never heard this. But
you did. No,
says,
we talked about it and that absolutely backed me up. You were talking to the two of us and I said, what are you talking about? You didn't say it. And Yuzette said, yeah, I heard you say it.
Yeah,
I will marry.
All,
I will have children.
Both of you are liars. But second of all,
get Yuzette on the phone, please.
Yuzette isn't a 510. She's not 510. This isn't her. 510
right.
Says, I remember, Vinny. I will marry. That you don't remember.
Yeah,
that
they remember. They remember.
Yeah, they don't remember.
Get
Yuzette. They don't.
All right.
Jesus.
Yeah.
Clear this all up in a moment.
Ridiculous.
Yeah. Is Don on the phone?
Yeah, get Don on the phone.
Get Don on the phone. Don knows.
Jesus. Sorry, Nicole.
Oh, Jane is giving me a recommendation for a show now, too. Have you watched Normal People on Hulu? Jane says watch Normal People.
Called
Hulu on the real game. Okay, so anyways, Hulu has Normal People, and I'm adding that to my list right now, Jane.
510 says, I know I'm old because I'm way too into that bread story. I used to be excited about a new bar opening, and now I'm excited about my favorite bread.
That's hilarious. Well, things have changed.
Good morning, loves. I'm doing no sugar, no carbs for a month of March to drop some of my COVID-19
I need to do something.
Pounds.
I should probably do that. You know what? I'll do it right before. I think Winterland will probably be our big first appearance back, and I'll starve myself all through November. Although it's going to be hard, you know, Thanksgiving and everything. Pies. We got to make our pies.
That was one of my questions about Winterland. There's still no statement on it, but I was very curious in our meeting yesterday if that's our comeback event. And of course, if we were in Texas, it would for sure be.
Sure. Well, God, are you kidding me? We throw a concert tonight.
Right.
Come on in. It's concert time, everybody.
We're unfortunately going to have to wait and see how things are, whether or not we'll get to have Winterland.
Uh-huh, honey.
Boychick bagels are amazing, and I don't even like bagels. The line is always down the block since she opened 2 years ago.
Wow. Imagine that. When places have a line around the block, it makes me really want to go there.
Right. Yeah. Do you remember I was in the Mission? I forget what I was. Maybe I was at the Jean store or someplace doing something, but I saw this restaurant with a ton of people like around it and went, what is going on over there?
I'm going to find out.
And I went to that Greek place. I think it's called Souvla.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
I ate at the bar, not the bar like booze, but sat alone.
Bar, mm-hmm. Sure.
And I was like, what do you guys do that all these people are gathering around for when she went to take my order? And she goes, well, this salad and these fries with this dipping sauce. And I said, I'll have both. And then I dream of it. And I don't even like food, but it's
good. Hope it's
good.
Still open.
So good.
Be great if it was still open. You know, a lot of things have closed.
Mm-hmm. Let's see here. Vinny, don't pee on the carpet. I won't. Don't worry. But I mean, it's really the carpet's toast.
You feel
well,
like
I walked to the bathroom.
I give up on it.
Everybody else is going in there. Might as well.
You have a bigger bladder than that puppy, too.
Yeah.
A lot more. The volume might be a problem.
Yeah, the puppy's tiny tank is killing us. My husband was using the bathroom as a quiet spot. It was happening before quarantine. We have one bathroom, and with a family of four, the bathroom door is merely a suggestion nowadays.
Oh.
He has learned that taking the dog for a walk is more alone than time in the pooper.
Yeah, that's a one bathroom's always a problem. No matter how small your family is, one is just just doesn't feel like enough sometimes, especially if someone really has to go and you're in there and it's like, you got to wait. But I can't. This is happening now. Oh, no. That was it. That was a poo emergency right there.
415 says, Vin, we and our neighbors all bought generators in Marin last week. Yeah, generators are the item that anyone, if you live in California and you've dealt with anything like it in the past, you know you want to have one on in the garage waiting.
One, right?
Just in case.
Just for your fridge even, you know? I mean, yeah. You're probably not going to be able to get the internet back. That's probably down too.
I heard one of the beaches in Brazil requires you to wear a thong for both men and women. Oh. My cousin went a few years ago, and she had to buy a thong.
Oh, you can't go in a regular bathing suit?
I don't.
Wait, I thought it was like you can't go nude. You have to wear a thong, but at least a thong. But now they're telling you, pull that bathing suit up into your butt cheeks? That's extreme.
It sounds very sexy.
You'd probably love Brazil. They did.
I probably would.
They couldn't stop. They went like 2.5 months ago and for a while, and then they couldn't stop telling me about it. I'm like, didn't you go on that a while ago?
Yeah. Who's this?
Scott Nitzen.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Oh, by the way, Scott was back on the show today. It's fun. Fun to have him back. Got to figure out that Zoom audio. Terrible. It's awful.
Terrible.
Yeah, terrible.
Competing for the flag is a world thing. The only country that doesn't have that is the USA. Mexico competes for the flag. Maybe it's a Latin America thing. I think it's also, you know, the U.S. often is considered this, you know, what is that show? Team America, World Police. Yeah, yeah. Like, the U.S. is this big behemoth thing. But I think, like, in, for example, Brazil, I think they feel like they're competing for their country because they want their country to get rec. You know, like, we want recognition for Brazil. We want that. So I think it's more of up-and-coming countries feel like they should be doing that. But I could be wrong. I don't know. I just know we watch it. Their support for each other is profound.
Yeah.
Scott Nedson, that's some deep crap.
What?
Why would someone that doesn't acknowledge your existence as a... Wait. Why would you be with someone that doesn't acknowledge your existence as a spouse? They do. They're comedians. They're just having
fun. He's being hilarious.
Although I know his mom doesn't. His mom isn't.
She's not psyched about it, even if she does know. And for sure, the first couple of years they were together, when Edson's mother would come and visit him in England, Scott had to leave the apartment.
Right. Piers Morgan is a major D-bag, the UK version of Rush Limbaugh. Well, that's, you know, let's not speak bad of the dead. Sure. That's not nice.
Yeah, I just don't know enough about him. I mean, I know of him. I don't know or care what his opinions are on the royal family. People are just looking for things to be outraged by, though, and he is clearly providing that.
Vinny, I'm pretty sure Prince Charles did not push Princess Diana. Netflix doc says Di threw herself down the stairs. That texter was wrong. I don't even know about that story.
Okay, yeah. I mean,
I don't know.
We don't know. And
I don't know.
Again, care factor.
I really don't follow
the
royal family at all. The only I do because Sarah does, and it turns out Sarah doesn't even seem that interested in it.
It's fine. I'm interested. I'd love to hear about it. I just really like doing my British accent. The posher I can be, the better for me. Now bring me a crumpet immediately. And some clotted cream.
Clotted cream. Ugh.
And spotted dick. That's an actual item that you can order. A food and not a dirty word.
Is it really?
Yeah. Look it up.
What is it?
I don't know.
Some kind of food. You don't know. You just told us about it.
Yeah, because who wouldn't remember that? I don't remember what it is, though. Oh. Like spotted dick. That sounds awful. Sounds like a problem.
What?
What
I wouldn't like
it
that.
Is?
It's baked pudding.
Oh, baked! Of course it is. You can't have your pudding if you don't eat your meat.
I love freckled parts. I think they're that much more special.
Yeah, spots don't sound like freckled dick is probably different than spotted dick.
Oh boy,
those are food items.
I didn't think you were going to say it, but all right, you know.
Let's see. Here's freckled. Some... Spotted okay. dick. It looks delicious, actually.
Oh. Oh, look at that.
Yeah. Oh, that doesn't look bad.
So it's some.
It's
so
like
when
a
they
cake
say
item.
When they say biscuit, they mean cookie. When they say pudding, they mean cake.
I guess.
Because that looks like cake.
It looks like a chocolate chip, like pound cake or something.
Yeah. Or like a bundt style cake, right? With the hole in the middle.
Yeah.
It's delicious. Put some clotted cream over that.
808 says, Almina's not going to spend any more time in jail. Time already served. Terms of his guilty plea. He's under house arrest for a year or so more, but he's done in jail. So whatever that guy, time that guy got, he's already served it. Here's some compliments. Number one, Sarah is wicked funny. Number two, Bryn is super talented. Number three, Nicole is rock solid kind. Number four, Vinny is my favorite. Handsome, brave, and hot AF.
Huh. Oh, goodness.
Well, that's all very nice. Thank you.
Hot AF.
A lot of people are not psyched about the possibility that we will stay in daylight saving time as that's a bill currently being discussed and possibly passed. This may be our last
time
change.
This is a nationwide thing, right?
Yeah.
Not just California.
This Saturday night might be our last time change. We may
I'm fine
stay
with it. Let's
there.
Leave it. Just leave it.
Let's see. A lot of people got stuck in your math about the time change, and I am out of time. I can't read those. And
well, math is just fun.
Anyway.
I mean, do that as homework, everyone, and let us know how many days you've saved not commuting. Let us know.
Anyway, thank you so much for texting in. We'll be back to say goodbye after these.
It's Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. It's a bright, beautiful day out the window. You know, don't be fooled by the rain you heard overnight. It's nice out right now.
Yeah, really the rain pretty. Should be gone for now, and I think it's coming back Monday of next week, but I think we're clear.
Great.
We'll see some sunshine.
Oh,
that's good news.
It's kind of exciting. It's been really extra chilly, though, which might bode well for snow up in Tahoe. We certainly need that for this summer. That's our water as it melts off over the warmer months. I'm excited to find out about this, maybe this being our last time change, too. That's really, because as we change time this weekend, it's, you know, it's always this thing, and you sort of have to be aware of it. And for the most part, our phones do it for us now, but still.
Yeah, I do remember it used to be find every clock that in the house and every watch and every other thing.
And remember how to change it because sometimes it was like a combination of things. That just like, I forget
it's
it. Just leave it at that set at that
now.
Time. Right,
no doubt.
Exactly. Well, listen, have yourself a great Thursday. We're open for business all day. 24/7 is how long Alice is on the air. So V Hill is going to take over in just a second here. She is a fun girl. And at about 3 o'clock, Jane takes over the Alice airwaves, and she is amazing. I believe she's been voted best afternoon drive personality 10 years running now
in
so
the
you're
country.
Lucky. Yeah, in the whole country. Yep. Mm-hmm. Jane, she's the best at afternoon drive
and so, music picking. And
oh my god,
music picking hello.
And dressing corporate goth.
Duh. Right.
Girl's got it all going on. All right, have a great day, and we'll catch you back here on Friday.
Thank you.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.